In the early hours of this morning, a businesswoman who is originally from Lithuania had her beauty salon destroyed by an arson attack in East Belfast. And last week, three Polish families had their homes attacked in the Tigers Bay area of North Belfast. Our reporter Dan Stanton joins me now in the studio. Dan, you've been inside the salon on the Castlereagh Road and you've spoken to the woman who owns it.
Yes, Thomas, the beauty salon is now effectively a burnt out shell. All the equipment has either been melted by the extreme temperature of the fire or damaged beyond repair by the smoke. Now, the owner and her friend were surveying the destruction in tears this afternoon. She told me that she's getting married in 4 months' time and that this business was her life. She also told me she'd been living in Belfast for the last 6 years. She said seven people, including locals from the area, worked in the shop, but that she doesn't know what the workers and indeed what she is going to do now.
What do we know about the arson attack?
Well, police told me they believe that a group of four men carried out the attack at around midnight. They lifted up a shutter, poured petrol inside and set it on fire. The men then made their escape in a 4x4 type vehicle. As you've heard already, the damage inside was extensive. It took until 1 o'clock for members of the fire brigade to bring that fire fully under control.
This certainly isn't an isolated incident. Today, the police called for a special news conference on hate crime.
Yes, that's right. At Musgrave Police Station, the police said they're using all their resources to try to catch the people involved in the recent hate crime attacks. They've also been briefing the honorary Polish consul after three homes in the Tigers Bay area of North Belfast were targeted last week. Assistant Chief Constable Stephen Martin said those responsible will be brought to justice. He also appealed for people who are carrying out those hate crimes attacks to stop.
This is completely unacceptable. You're putting people in fear. People who are already vulnerable by being a minority within a community, who are being subjected to violence, subjected to their homes being attacked. It is completely intolerable. So my message to anyone who's thinking of doing this is don't do it. Imagine if you were living in another society and people were treating you that way. And if we catch you, we will put you before the court.
And the Honorary Polish Consul was at that news conference today.
Yes, Jerome Mullen, the Honorary Polish Consul, was already at the police station where he had been briefed about the attacks. He told the news conference that these attacks on ethnic groups here was unacceptable. He also called on all politicians, including those taking part in the coming general election, to use their powers to stop them. The Polish government is also being kept up to date about all the latest developments.
They are very, very concerned at the attacks that are taking place. The ambassador is out of the country at the present time. He's based in London and he will be writing to the First and Deputy First Minister as soon as he arrives back on Monday. And he is going to be expressing the grave concerns of the Polish government in relation to the series of attacks that have been taking place.